K.K. Downing, founding member of the legendary group Judas Priest, a new book out called Heavy Duty Days and Nights in Judas Priest. K.K., it is extremely my honor to speak with somebody that I have grown up watching perform live and in person and have enjoyed the albums that you were involved with, the Judas Priest. My honor to speak with you here today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Bob. It's a pleasure to speak with you too also, mate. Thank you.
The book is an incredible read, giving us some deep insight into one of our favorite groups. Why now was the time to put this book together and release it?
Well, I think that putting the band in 2011, the years seem to have just zipped by, Bob, and I'd been asked quite a lot of times to do a book and always said no. And then early last year, I thought, well, it may be now or never, really. Time's moving on again, and I thought that it would be good. I didn't know exactly what I was going to be doing, once I'd consented to doing the book. I kind of really liked the idea of telling everybody kind of my life story, from my upbringing, which was pretty rough, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that as well. Obviously, I'm not the only one. But how I made the transition from a pretty bad start in life to getting to go and perform on the world's biggest stages, I thought that that a lot of people might be interested, because I know a lot of other people out there, they've had a rough start in life, but they've also been successful in business or whichever way as well. So I was very happy to have the opportunity to document that and make that connection with the people and the fans. But also, inevitably, there's the writer say, come on, everyone's going to want to know what happened here and with Priest and what happened with that. So I get to go through comprehensively, the decades also, and hopefully that will fill in a lot of gaps for people and also provide a lot of answers to a lot of questions that they may have.
I think it certainly does, and I appreciated hearing your deep discussion of your life, how you grew up, how you came to be in the band, and then the progression, as you said, through the decades, and then the why and wherefore of why you walked away, and you didn't make a big deal out of it, and you said that was because of the respect you had for the legacy the band had created, the legacy you've created, and out of respect to Priest fans.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I wanted to do. That was my, initial reaction, really. I knew that I would have to, in the years to come, have connections with the guys, because, you can't just, terminate 100% a relationship like that. There's going to be lots of different reasons to have contact. Hall of Fame is one typical example that might crop up, So I did that, but I did decide to, make my mark, but say my piece a little bit where, what I wanted to portray as well, but try to leave everything as much intact as possible. But as you say, my bandmates, whatever happened, I always maintain that we had a life together. We had, we built a legacy together. We fought a lot of battles together, and we created something that is pretty special and unique, I feel, together. And I will always have the greatest respect for my bandmates, in the past, present, and the future. That is an absolute fact.
Once again, here on The Drive Home, the Rock Station 97.7, Bob Cupp with you, the Rock Doctor, visiting with one of the rock legends, at least for me, and I hope he is for you, guitarist K.K. Downing, longtime member of Judas Priest. He was a founding member of the group. And K.K., I was amazed in some of the stories you did tell about the recording of many of the albums, including, for example, Screaming for Vengeance, and how You Got Another Thing Coming almost didn't make that album. It was kind of a last-minute ad, turned into be one of the marquee songs for the band. I was also shocked to read much about your relationship with other guitarist, Glenn Tipton, and how that became fractured over the years and was one of the key reasons why you left the band. And at the same time, too, the concept album that you did, Nostradamus, which I think is a remarkable work of art. You talk in depth about that process and going into that particular album and how you felt that something a lot bigger could have occurred with regard to that, whether it was touring an entire concept tour or maybe something theatrical being done with regard to that album, and maybe that's something that can happen in the future.
Yes, the reason we did it, obviously it's a big conceptual, you know, musical work, and I just thought that it was the right thing to do at the time. And we had aspirations, you know, that it might be picked up, you know, it would have been great to have made kind of a movie version, but to take it into theatres and to have it running. But one day, you know, Bob, you know, never say never. Maybe when we're all gone, you know, someone might pick it up and do something good with it. But I could just see it would have been a fantastic theatrical show to put on as Robert Nostradamus and us supplying the music, maybe with some other musicians orchestrated and create the great, fantastic chronological imagery of Nostradamus and his dramatic life, you know, and using kind of fantastic effects and illusions, you know. The music's pretty powerful, and I'm very, very proud of that work. I know it's different to the mainstay of what Priest fans would want and expect from us, but hopefully, as I say, we'll stand the test of time and come good in the end.
Well, it's a great read. Appreciate having an opportunity to speak with you for a few moments, KK. And when the band Judas Priest is finally inducted rightfully into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I will be there, and I will expect to see you there as well.
Well, let's hope we get that opportunity, Bob. Yeah, but until then, please give my love and sincere best wishes to everyone in the Pittsburgh area, and hope everyone enjoyed the book. And until I see you again, you know, get your head stuck in the book and get to know a little bit more about me. And I'm sure the future and everything will have a happy ending, we hope.
Awesome. Thank you, KK. Appreciate the visit.
Thank you, Bob. Take care, mate. Bye.